Hey everybody, it's Lance Dawson. I am back with my amigo Andrew Stewart this week for another episode of Backstage Lowdown. We are in between guests, so it's just Andrew and I chatting up a storm. As always, we are brought to you by Look Digital Marketing. They are a marketing company that provides you full service digital marketing. They will design an entire website for you, and you can find them at lookmarketing.ca. Look Digital Marketing. Look no further. They're great. Here we go.
Go. Now we're recording.
All
See,
right.
one of us needs to get a tattoo with that on it. Just press record.
Now we're recording. I like reasonable choices and have it like on my face or something.
I don't see why you wouldn't. Right across the
That's
forehead.
right. No regrets.
I love that one.
Isn't
That
that great?
whoever did that, they had to have done that on purpose, 'cause like it's hilarious.
Well, that's out of We Are the Millers, that
Oh, is
movie
that
We Are the
one?
Millers.
Okay. I look at, you just see it on GIFs that fly around every once in a while. And so,
Oh yeah.
yeah, I didn't realize that it was from a film.
It's a yeah. You know what? I watched The Internship on the weekend.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
No, I don't.
It's Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, and they're like our age.
Yeah.
Well, maybe younger back then. They were like in their 40s. They get laid off from their sales jobs. So then they apply to be interns at Google.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Now that you describe it, I remember it slightly.
Yes, it's very, very funny. If you get a chance to see it again, it's a
Well,
classic for sure.
that will be the next career move. So what's been going on, man?
Well, we're in a busy. I mean, it's not, you know, first of all, let me press. I never tell people I'm busy because the assumption then is that somehow I'm busier than you, which is not true. I'm not busier than you. It's been an active time
Okay.
because we've had a couple of gigs and we have two more coming up. And
Nice.
so, yeah, it's fun that way. And just trying to, and every show is different because they all have different constraints. So we just did one at Forefathers last week, and that was like live hits from Rogers. So you have like a show that you're doing, but then you have to stop. And at 7:50, you're going to be live. So you have to play like these songs, and you only have 8 minutes. So you have to time these two songs properly and go from there. So,
Nice.
and then when they give you the thing, okay, you're not on TV anymore, you kind of go back to your regular show, which is weird, right? You put a show together that way. And then Thursday night, we're down in Burlington on the lake shore, and that's going to be kind of an intimate night with Monday Morning Whiskey. So that's going to be a little different, put a sort of a different spin on stuff. So looking forward to seeing you,
Yeah,
you
I'm
and
looking
Tavern
forward to the
coming down.
show. Yeah. He's pretty hyped up about it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well,
Surprisingly. Don't disappoint. I mean, no pressure.
yeah, no pressure, but I won't disappoint. I feel how he's seen us once already, right? Or no, it was Rob's son
No.
that
Yeah.
saw us.
Yeah. No. Tavin hasn't been out before, so
Yeah.
this will be new for him.
Yes, and this if there's a lesson to be learned about staying in school, this is
Exactly. You could end up like this.
Yeah, if you don't behave yourself.
Just a minstrel playing street corners for change and gum wrappers.
Yes, exactly. So there, and
That's
that is exactly what we're doing. And then the next night we roll back into Kitchener at TWB to close out their patio for the summer.
nice.
Which is a lot of fun. So for those nine listeners that tend to like Monday Morning Whiskey, we're around. We're doing some stuff, and we're saving up for some studio time again.
Oh, I'm excited
Yeah,
about that. Have you been, that tells me that you've been doing some writing.
and we've got She Used to Call Me Cowboy is a new song that we've been playing now for a while, and the guys want to Got that. And I've got a few more in the hopper, which will be fun to get out and do.
Awesome.
And oddly enough, I mean, gosh, we've been together for over 8 years now, which is, you know, pretty good for a bar band.
Yeah.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like it just seems like yesterday that you guys put the band together.
Yeah. And we started going out and you were taking some photos from the get-go and now, yeah, and we've got you and Mai comes out and takes some shots every now and then. And
I saw some of her photos today. They're great shots.
Yeah, yeah, they are great shots. So anyway, we're doing this. And then October, we're right back to typical Monday morning whiskey stuff with two guys that are out of the country and gone. We're like, all right.
Of course.
I don't know how this is supposed to work, but in October, I'm doing a National Songwriters Night for Dave Wood, who we just released a podcast with him.
Yep.
So I'm doing that, and that's October 16th. So anybody who wants to come back down to the Moonshine, which unfortunately is closing November 30th. So that's kind of sad news.
Oh, for good?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just for the sea. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and so they, but I feel like. I think the original owner passed away not too long ago.
Yeah.
And so whomever is left, the word is that they're going to start something new and do something on their own. So that's exciting.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then another Dave Woods in the Country Night in November. So I've got some songwriter stuff coming up for me. But other than that, settling in, summer's over. I was in Georgian Bay last weekend, going to have another couple of jumps in the bay in the next few weeks. And then I guess I have to wrap it up. Nice. Yeah.
Close up the
How
estate.
About you? Yes, close up the estate that I didn't earn and totally fake my lifestyle up there, you know. I get to take the Mercedes symbol off of the Bronco. You know, hey, it's just me. Just relax,
exactly.
Everybody.
Up there with your polo shirt and golf shorts.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do it. I'd like to say I could, but you and I both know I can't pull that look off.
It may be the calves is the problem.
Maybe the calves. Hey man, I hiked that mountain all summer. The calves, it's everything above the calves that suck.
That's the
problem.
Calves
are fine. The calves are great.
It's the hips, it's the back.
I know. Hey, don't make fun of my feminine hips. I'm sensitive about that.
I'll
tell you this. Here's a calf story for you. Not too many people have a calf story. But I know you like to hike out in Colorado, as do I.
I like to hike anywhere. It doesn't have to be in Colorado, but that is one of my favorite haunts.
It is. So I was on Pike's Peak, and my wife and I were hiking up there, and from behind me, I hear this voice saying, "Step aside, excuse me," coming through, and I turn around, and there's this like octogenarian guy who's in phenomenal shape with amazing calves bombing it by me, and he climbs this mountain every day. Like they're the group of seniors out there that keep the mountain and the trails clean, and they pick up garbage and whatever, but he's up at altitude and he's climbing every single day, and he looked amazing. And
like that
I just,
that's what,
yeah,
is that a 14er?
Pike's Peak might be, yeah,
yeah,
because I've done it.
That means over 14,000 feet for somebody that isn't familiar. So 14.
Yes, that's worth clarifying, because people do have those T-shirts that come back and say I bagged a 14er, from Colorado.
Not appropriate.
And so that's a T-shirt. I'm not saying I made it up. I'm just saying. So let's start recording now. Yeah, no, Pike's Peak has a marathon out there, so I think it might be a 14er. I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to now. I got to look that up. But,
yeah, put on the
anyway.
Must investigate list.
Yes, there's a guy out there who's 80 years old and has phenomenal calves. So I have a question for you.
Yeah,
I have a question for you. Because I can't remember how this came up, but we were watching or we were listening to some other podcast, and somebody was bringing up their parents. And so Kim and I discussed how few times you ever actually get to talk about your parents, because no one A, asks, and B, you're never on a podcast or a talk show yourself.
No.
So my question to you is, what qualities do you have that you attribute to getting from your mom and dad? And it could be good or bad. Good, bad, either way.
Gosh, I would have to say, like, I'm extremely ethical. Like I have a difficult time even thinking somebody bad, something bad. Like I read recently about somebody that just had embezzled like a couple $100,000 from their company. And to do something like that, that doesn't even cross my mind. And that goes to like an extreme. And so that probably comes from my mom. That would probably be, I would say it's a good quality, but it can be a little nerve wracking at times. You get anxiety about things and just you, because you want to be doing the right thing.
So you're, if you buy something in the States and you're going to go back across the border, you're totally, I bought five pairs of socks.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I am wearing them all right now, but I am going to declare it. Do you remember that as a kid? Like, I never actually crossed the border that often as a kid, but okay. I remember hearing stories of people going to do back to school shopping, which probably a lot of you have been doing right now, and that you cross the border, you wear your old crummy shoes across, and those are going into the waste bin. I remember seeing shoes piled in the top of the waste bin in malls. And then you'd go over, get all of your shopping done for the school year, and you would be wearing like three t-shirts back. There'll be a pair of shorts underneath your pants, four pairs of socks. I don't even know how I got two sets of shoes on, but I did.
But wait a second. Wasn't your ethical mom in charge of all this?
No, never did that. Couldn't do that. I would declare everything. But that's something that at least people used to do. I'm not sure if it's such a big deal anymore.
Right. But rule following and that sort of thing, that adherence to, if there's a structure, there's a set of rules, we're going to try to follow that. That comes from your mom.
Yeah, exactly. How about yourself?
Well, wait a second. We're not done with you yet. What about your dad?
Oh God.
Your dad, was there any
he was a bit
qualities
of a
that came from him?
Bit of a jackass. So now and again, that might come out.
Oh, I can attribute to that. So that's who I can blame,
right?
When you're a bit of a jackass. Okay,
right. Exactly.
That's important.
I realize that comes from your father.
Yeah. Yes. Does Allison bring that up? Allison's going to bring that up the next time you're having an argument. You know, you're acting a lot like your dad.
That wouldn't be the first time that has happened.
That'd be like gasoline on the fire. That's like, let me burn the town down. There you go.
Exactly. So now, am I allowed to come back to you?
Yeah, I guess. It's a difficult question, because then you have to self-analyze.
Is it really? I mean, you've been thinking about it. You asked the question. You must have thought about this before.
No, I haven't. I was actually excited about asking you the question. That's, to be honest, I was actually like, I'm going to ask that of Andrew and see what he says. I think my sense of humor, or at least my want to laugh, I think I got from my dad.
Right.
My mom, she liked to laugh, but she didn't. She wasn't quite able, in my mind, she wasn't quite able to laugh at herself. And that's kind of the first step in having a really good sense of humor, is to be able to look at yourself and say, well, man, that's pretty funny. I'm an idiot, right? So I think I got that aspect from my dad. Yeah. Yeah. And now the ability to know when it's appropriate to be serious and when it's appropriate to make something funny, I haven't quite mastered that.
I'm a little lacking in that. I can understand.
Yeah, I'm a work in progress on that. I don't know how is it the women are always like fully formed and men are always the work in progress. What the hell?
Exactly. Or at least that's what they're telling us, you know.
Yes. Under construction.
Maybe it is the other way around, but I don't know.
I would like some. Yeah, that'd be good.
I have a music recommendation for you.
All right, bring it on.
And I actually just started listening to them this morning, so they are that new to me.
Okay.
And let me make sure I pronounce this correct. It does.
Is it U2? Is it, if you listen to his band called U2?
Yes, U2.
Yeah.
It's a letter.
I think they're new.
And then a number.
Yeah, I think they're new. I don't know. I've never heard of them before. I've just started listening to them this morning. See,
Okay.
there's an example of me not.
Unrelated.
Sorry.
Unrelated.
Unrelated.
I saw their album Under a Blood Red Sky. It was the 2023 Record Store Day release. It was a live album, and I opened it up and got all excited. I think, oh, you know, I could use this in my collection. And it was $100. I'm kind of like,
wow.
$100. Yeah, like I'm going on vacation in like another week. You know, I'm not going to spend $100 because I might find an album, you know, well
Yeah.
on the way that I want to pick up. So I'll reconsider after I get back, see if it's still available.
Right.
Anyway,
Hey, while we're talking about your vacation, and I'm going to draw, you're going to come back to this band, but while we're talking about your vacation, you need to go to Carter's Vintage Guitars.
Okay.
While you're down there.
I'm going to write that down. Carter's Vintage Guitar. I mean, I should be able
yeah,
to remember that,
and
but I
George,
probably can't.
And then I think
I'm going to, just so you know, I'm going to have to declare that when I'm coming back across the border.
Yeah,
I'm
probably.
I'm pretty sure you didn't have that guitar, son, when you were going across the border.
Anything you bring back for me would be greatly, greatly appreciated.
Okay.
I think that would be.
I'll drop
Gruens,
by
also
Carter's.
And Gruens. Those are the two, like, vintage.
Gruens.
Gruen, George Gruen. And the third is Rumble Seat Music. If you hit those three, you will be very impressed
Rumble
with
Seat.
The
I
stuff
like
that you
that.
get to see. Rumble Seat Music. I may or may not have bought an old Gretsch from them back in the day at some point. Flew into Nashville to see Jason Isbell at the Ryman, and then 48 hours later flew back to Waterloo, and I don't know, somebody slipped a guitar in my
Car in your bag.
In my carry-on. What the hell? Anyway, all right, you've been listening to a new band.
I'm hitting the Ryman when I'm down there. I'll come back to that. But the new band that I've been listening to as of today, Hermanos Gutierrez.
Holy cow. What?
Yeah.
Who?
Hermanos Gutierrez. So Hermanos, Hermanos Gutierrez, Gutierrez. So there are a couple of brothers. It's really like this Latin inspired cinematic sound. It's all like completely guitar driven. No vocals, all instrumental. And honestly, you feel like you've just stepped onto the set of a Clint Eastwood movie, like the old Western Clint Eastwood movies. But it's this music. It's got this, I don't know, like this surf rock sort of undertone to it as well. And like, it's actually like really quite romantic. So check them out. I almost texted you this morning saying you have to check these guys out. I have no idea how long they've been around, but
I'm gonna check them out.
Yeah. Just started listening to them this morning, and
get a little background music or something.
Yeah, exactly. So going back to the Ryman, I've mentioned this before. So going down to Nashville in a week's time, approximately, and had to see something at the Ryman. So Sam Barber is coming through town, and he has got this like really gritty Americana country folk sort of feel. And so I've been listening to him quite a bit over the last month, and I'm really, really digging his stuff. Looks like the young, like this young cat, but I'm enjoying what he's doing. So
there's another question for you. Another question. All right, Sam Barber. I've written both those down. And for all those listeners, that again was Hermanos Gutierrez and Sam Barber. Here's a question for you. When you have a concert coming up, do you, like you just intimated, do you start listening to those artists sort of a week or two before to start getting excited, kind of remind yourself of their catalog, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'll probably start even like a month out. And just now and again, put it back into the playlist. But day of, I will not listen to them. Okay. Because I want all of that music that I hear that day, I want it to be live.
Ah, okay. Very cool.
Actually, I went and saw Frank Turner on just this past Sunday night.
And, I saw some postings and some good photos.
So he did a 4-day stay at the Great Canadian Casino, which is attached to Woodbine. And they have a music, now a music theater in there. And so again, he's got this punk, folk, and fusion thing that he's got going on. But he's an UK based musician. But gosh, I can't even tell you how long that I've been listening to his stuff. But he's really like socially conscious. He's always like, for example, like he got into the fact that he had been recently diagnosed with anxiety, and how he had been dealing with it, and that it's actually a strength to reach out for help when you're in that situation, and not to let it go unnoticed. You know, then as well too, he had a friend that recently passed away, and I just prepared within the week, had written a new song that he played that evening. So, you know, like it, he as well too, he really kind of touches on your heartstrings, but he's also got this like crazy energetic music that really goes along with him. I would probably say 3/4 of his show, he played with an acoustic guitar with a band backing him up. And I think he may have strung on an electric for it, 2 songs, maybe.
Wow. So largely a very acoustic-y folk type of thing.
Yeah, but definitely give him a listen as well, too. Honestly, probably one of the best concerts that I've ever seen. I would honestly put him up there with you two. Like that, he really gives you that sort of feeling, that sort of energy that just kind of builds up from your stomach and into your chest.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
wow.
So that's how
that's
I
a great experience, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. So, like, I will start listening to music probably a month or two out, depending on how long before I actually get the tickets. If it's a brand new artist that I've never even heard before, but I'm going because friends have recommended them, then I'll start listening right away because I just don't know the music. Whereas Frank Turner, for example, I'd always be kind of listening to him on and off anyway. So I kind of, for like Sam Barber, I didn't know him before I bought tickets. So I saw his name up, that tickets were available, quickly went to give him a listen to like, I don't know, probably 3 songs, sent it out to my friends that I'm going with and say, let's go see this guy.
Let's do it. And part of that then, treat would be being at the Ryman, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. So, I have never seen a show there, so I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited for you. I'm jealous. I love going into Nashville and the night out. So when you're done at the Ryman, then you just spill out onto Broadway and just go bar to bar to bar.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
Or to bed.
No. No, 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 no. You're down in Nashville. Come on.
You gotta hit the streets.
Exactly. That's what you're there for. And then the next day they've got a really nice trail stuff down by the river. And then you can see across the river where the Titans play football and tons of stuff, man. That's awesome.
Nice.
Are you gonna go see a football game while you're there?
Probably not. I'm not sure that anybody that's going is football fans.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Like,
to be honest, I can't even tell you the last time that I went and saw a football game. I did tell my wife the other day if she ever wanted to go to, she works at one of the local universities. If she ever wanted to go to catch one of their games, I would be glad to be her eye candy.
Ah, there you go.
You know, just
your
hang
eye
off,
candy.
Hang off her arm.
Yes, there you go. Which I didn't know that Allison worked at one of the local universities, as you say.
She does.
Is she more inclined to wear black and yellow or purple and gold? What would she be?
She's a black and yellow girl.
Ah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. She's
unfortunately
wonderful.
there. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Their football program's never been that strong. So
No, not like the school down the street, who I
that's
believe
true.
they played on the weekend. And
Yeah.
I don't know what the outcome was. I can only assume that they lost.
Yeah. I believe they did. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Cool.
So
I don't
what's
know
going
if
on?
I.
Do you, besides your own personal gigs, are you seeing
Yeah.
any concerts coming up?
Oh,
We're
well, I'll
kind
tell you
of
what, I'm seeing.
nearing the end of the year, so
Yeah, I'm
whether
seeing
when.
Simple Plan on Saturday night. So
Oh,
I
no
play
way. Where are they
Thursday night, I
playing?
play Friday night, and then they're playing at Bingaman's.
No
And
way. That's great.
yeah, way. Anyway, yeah, my son Gray works with Libro, and I guess they've got some tickets. So we're going to see Simple Plan, which is very exciting. And then in November, now this is a band you probably don't know. They've been around, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. So they've been around for a long time, but they're sort of a country rock band from the 90s, Sawyer Brown. And I've always enjoyed them, and I've played their music back when I was on the road with Main Street West in the 90s. And I've seen them live a few times. They put on a really good show. And my wife and I were just chatting about, wow, it's been a long time since we actually saw those guys. And and lo and behold, I got a notice that they're coming to Center in the Square, which was, I guess they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. So they're doing a bit of a tour to celebrate their new album
Yeah,
and whatever. So 40
that's
years is a
awesome.
long time for a band to stay together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna go see that. And I think Kim's gonna come out to see us on Friday night at TWB, and then slide over to Maxwell's because Dwayne Gretzky's playing there this week.
Cool.
So if anybody has heard of those guys, they're like a 20-piece band. I don't know how many people are on stage. There's a lot of
There's
people,
a lot of people.
and there's a lot of people, and they do a lot of covers from the 70s, 80s, 90s, beyond, whatever. So they're really good to watch too. So a lot of fun.
Awesome.
But yeah, so when do you head down to Nashville? Just to recap.
October the 3rd or 4th.
Nice. Are you back for
Something like
Thanksgiving, or
that.
you're?
Yeah. We're just going quick trip, 4 days.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, just flying down for an extra long weekend.
Nice. Nice. Hey, if I asked you a question in like a speed round, t-shirt or flannel, what would you pick?
I'm gonna go t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like
And would you say?
99% of the time I'm going t-shirt. Like
Yeah.
well, there is flannel in my closet. I seldom reach for it.
Okay. Headphones versus earbuds.
Oh, headphones. Always. I will put just earbuds in when I run. But that's it. Rather have over the ears.
Interesting. Vinyl and cassette.
Oh, I'm a vinyl guy. But I have to say,
Not at
don't.
$100 per
No,
album.
no, no. But I will pay $4.99 for a tape. You know what, though? I have to tell you, I think that a cassette gets a really hard time. It was that where you could actually now take your music on the road with you. You, let's call it a ghetto blaster. You'd head out to the local playground, slap your ghetto blaster down on on the pavement there, and put in your tape. And
Yeah.
everybody could enjoy it. You'd take it down to the dock, you put on your tape. You
Sure.
could make mixtapes. People don't make
Yeah, I
mixtapes
missed the mixtape. That's how you knew you
anymore.
were going steady.
Yeah,
That's how you
exactly.
knew you really liked a girl. Here's a mixtape.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. This is what I think of you.
And so
Here's
now
a
if I
mixture.
recommend, exactly. So now if I recommend music to somebody and they happen to be female, I have to say, look, we're not going steady or anything.
Well,
I'm just I
just to
hear some
be
songs that
clear,
you
I'm
might
just
like. I
exactly.
just, because maybe
Yeah.
we are. I don't know. I might, this is how I get myself in
Yeah,
trouble.
exactly. No,
Okay,
I'm
Massey
digging
Hall versus
vinyl.
a casino venue. Okay,
Say that
Massey Hall
again.
versus a casino venue. So you have a dedicated Massey Hall,
Massey Hall.
but casino venues do not skimp on anything. They sound
No.
great, but they don't have the cachet that Massey Hall does, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. There is something about walking through the doors of Massey Hall.
Yeah. Jeans or chinos?
Oh, jeans, always. Like I don't even know that I own a pair of chinos anymore.
West Coast, East Coast.
I'm a West Coast boy. Yeah, I prefer the mountains. I like getting into the interior. I just like being in the outdoors. There's something that is intrinsically romantic about being out in the backcountry just by yourself or with a couple good friends.
Wow. Nice. Mm. How come your voice went all mellifluous on us when you said intrinsically romantic? Yes. For the ladies all listening, I like to... Yeah, yeah. And we're done. Yeah, yes. There it is. So my last one was, you may have just answered it. I was going to say tent or five star.
Probably going tent.
And Allison?
Oh, she's going five star.
Yeah,
that's why I don't camp anymore. So I have to tell you, a couple months ago, we went away and we rented what you'd call a tiny cottage. So that is kind of the, that's kind of where we meet in the middle. You know, it's campy. You can walk out, yeah. You can have your fire going, and we were right on the river, but you walk through those doors and it very super comfortable, but it was kind of trailer-esque, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It looked like a mini log cabin.
Yeah.
So give me a log cabin.
Anyway. Okay.
Really. I think that's where we find our balance is something like that.
I think that's a good balance, I think. Hmm. So, you know, that's cool.
Nice. Nice.
Good stuff. So, well, we've learned a lot about you today. I feel good about this. And, yeah. Yeah. We've learned quite a bit about Andrew. And
oh, gosh, he's ethical. I'm generally on the other end, you know, hitting people with those questions. So it was something to be on this side.
I felt like you deserved, we deserve to know more about you, but B, you deserve to answer some questions. It's fun to get interviewed, I think.
It is. And especially when there's questions like that. You know what? I understand the pressure that our guests now feel, kind of like, oh God, what do I like vinyl? Do I like cassette? What do I like?
Yeah, really. I see. I feel like these are just fun questions. No, like there's zero pressure. How can you be wrong?
There's no wrong answer.
I know. We haven't done one for a while. We'll have to have one up when Ron Hawkins joins us in December. Yeah, so
exactly.
We'll have to
like
make
t-shirts
sure.
Or flannel. I like running shoes. Yeah, yeah. Still not wrong.
No, not wrong. Shoes or boots, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to roll.
I have to
go and do something.
Everybody. Thanks for listening to Backstage Lowdown.
We're going to be back soon though. So this is just like a brief, hey, don't forget us about us kind of show. But like I said, we've got Ron Hawkins coming up and we've got a couple of people that we need to interview in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once Andrew stops being the world traveler, he is.
Right. Right.
Yes.
I'll settle down sometime.
Yes.
Worst case scenario, I stay in Nashville and I open up a laptop and we do it from there.
If one were to come home from Nashville with something that said Telecaster on it, I wouldn't complain. A good amigo of yours. Yeah. I feel like that's the way to go.
I will be thinking of you. That's for sure. Awesome.
Yes. But I get to see your lovely face on Thursday and see Tavin and hang out. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you for that. I appreciate, as always, the support coming out, making the trip down. But I'll look forward to seeing you Thursday night.
Awesome. Thanks, dude. Take care.
Right. Cheers, man.
Peace. Bye. Thank you.